Manu Patra alerts dated the 25th of July 2018. Supreme Court has made it clear that the ban on entry of women in the age group of 10 to 50 years into the Sabarimala temple has to pass the constitutional test and asked the temple board to establish that the restriction was an essential and integral part of religious faith. Supreme Court has rejected as wholly unsatisfactory the center's submission on the issue of setting up a research committee for the Lokpal and demanded a better affidavit within 4 weeks. Supreme Court has directed the chairman of Wards Committee of the Najafgarh Zone to respond to the allegation leveled against him by the Forum of MCT Engineers that he had allegedly threatened the officials for carrying out sealing of unauthorized constructions in Delhi. People without Aadhaar number can now file their income tax returns online, after the Delhi High Court asked the Central Board of Direct Taxes to accept e-filing returns without quoting an Aadhaar or Aadhaar enrollment number. Parliament has passed an anti-corruption bill, namely the Prevention of Corruption Amendment Bill 2018, that provides for punishment to bribe givers and takers, and extends prior nod for prosecution to former public officials. Delhi High Court has directed JNU to allow submission of thesis and hostel facility for 5 students who were penalized in connection with a 2016 campus event in which anti-national slogans were allegedly raised.